Welcome to Brown AF, Brown, Ambitious, and Free. My name is Neha Wunava, your host for the transformation of a lifetime. So the explosive success that you want is not only attainable, but it's much less stressful on you. I'm going to give you the tips, tools, and get you into CEO thinking so that women and people of color just like you work smarter and get way ahead. This is legacy leadership, and it's unlike anything you've been taught before. So tune in and listen up. Let's go. You guys, hello, welcome to March. Welcome to Brown AF, Brown, Ambitious, and Free. It is a new month. We are wrapping up the first quarter, which is going so fast. And today, I want to make sure that we are taking a look at things to make sure we're setting up the year for great success, tying what we do today to the results that we want intentionally. And we want to know right now, we want to take pause and do inventory and clean up where we need to clean up. And today, I'm going to be talking about how we need to pause and reflect and think about ourselves. So a couple episodes ago, we talked about a very, very important topic, and that is how do people experience you as a leader, particularly when things are off track or aren't going your way, or when there are problems. And we're going to take that a step farther in today's episode. We are going to be looking at rounding out quarter one because things get really fast for the rest of the year starting right now. And I want you to be thinking again about your 360-degree holistic goals and initiatives. So remember, we think about that in three levels: the self, the system, and the strategy. So what's going on for you as the leader, what's going on for the system, your executive team, your processes, your SOP, how is that all working and functioning like a well-oiled system to get you what you want? And then zooming out and really thinking strategically about your career, what's important to you, what's important to you as a leader, and strategically, how are you impacting and influencing your company, your industry? Because as a conscious leader, this is important to you. So pause right now and ask yourself, where are you? And we want to make sure that what you are doing for the rest of the month and for the rest of the year is solving systematic problems and problems that you may be experiencing at the individual level so that you are accelerating results and creating better skills for yourself as a leader. Because at the top of the year, at the beginning in January, we are excited to start. And we kind of are like, it's a fresh start. Let's go forward. And we have that energy. But about right now, we have to check and see, are we in the weeds? Where do we need to clean things up, rise above the day-to-day, the fray, and do some things differently? And so most of the time, we can get caught up in the day-to-day and get really reactive. And that takes the form of avoiding or putting something off, otherwise known as procrastination. Everybody does it. We are humans. We want to enjoy our lives. We want to enjoy hanging around and resting and relaxing. And sometimes we don't want the pain and the discomfort that comes with growth and change and improvement. And that's not a personal error. That's just being human. And oftentimes, when we see something not being fixed or tended to, it often will represent itself in confusion or indecision. And really, it's because we're preventing mistakes from happening, we're preventing failure, and we want perfection. It can show up like, well, I'm just being really cautious or conscientious, but we're not moving forward strategically. So I want you to notice that. And today, I want you to be thinking about those game-changing key initiatives, that initiative, that issue, that strategy. Maybe it's entering a new market. Maybe it's doubling down on one aspect of your brand or professional services or products and letting go of poor performers that aren't working. Maybe it's really having that difficult conversation with that founder, that partner that you have, that chief operating officer or somebody else on your executive team who isn't seeing the big picture, who isn't performing how you need them to perform, who you can't rely on, who's causing ongoing drama or trouble in the team, in the system. And instead of dealing with it, it's just being left to its own free fall and creating damage. And what we want to do today is filter that one or two key issues that are difficult to deal with, where maybe you feel like you don't have enough skill or enough time. We want to pull that to the top. Know what it is, address it, and solve it. Make it a priority. And so I want to talk to you about one of my clients who was and is at the very top of her game, and she's an expert in what she does best in financial services. And she was working all the time. She was constantly struggling to get things done, having a huge to-do list, and really just never finding time to rest. On the weekends, she was restless, thinking about things she needed to do. And on top of it, she had a boss that would interrupt her regularly. So although she was very high level, one of the key partners at the organization, her boss was interrupting her day-to-day flow, the day-to-day management of what was going on. And because she wanted to be a team player and because she was such a perfectionist in how she was doing things, she allowed these interruptions, and these interruptions would really take her away from her focus, serving the clients and the customers to her highest ability. So that would make her have to work later into the days and take work home and into the weekends, which would then bleed into her personal life, take away time from her children and other things that she wanted to do. And because this was happening, she felt so drained and so tired, but she couldn't see it for that on its own. Because she was such a hard worker, she thought, well, this is just what it takes to succeed. And so one of the things we want to talk about is really getting granular when you're in this kind of situation, when you're working all hours, early mornings, late evenings, taking work home. It's distracting from your family, even on the weekends, because you have so much to do, housework on the weekends and other things and other priorities. And you want to really ask yourself, what is getting in the way? What is your key struggle in this situation? And why are you not saying or doing something about it? And a lot of times we just ask ourselves the wrong questions. And we think, well, what I really need to do is just get through the day to day. I really need to do this work. And we're not really thinking about a way to solve the problem that we are facing. Because this particular client, and actually many of my clients, have experienced difficulty with a demanding boss, with a demanding partner at work, and they think that they don't have the skills or the wherewithal to fix the problem. But what is really the truth is that we're scared. We're scared to say something. We're scared to push back. We're scared to put up a firm structure around when we work and when we don't work. And then it bleeds into every part of our life. And because we do it for so long, we just get used to it. It becomes our norm. And so in this exercise, you really want to zoom out and think about, what do you really want? And from there, when you think about, well, I really want to be in charge of my day. I don't want my boss or the person I report to or a partner or somebody else demanding on my team to interrupt my workflow. I want you to remember that you are the expert of your day and the decider of your time. And pushing back may not feel comfortable, but you may need to say, like my client learned to do really effectively to her boss, hey, listen, these constant interruptions aren't letting me do what I need to do best. It's interrupting my focus. And then she also implemented for the whole company blocks of time where no meetings could be scheduled and where they were able to tend to client needs and to that really high level quality product. We all need that. The human brain needs that. But when we are really reactive in the day-to-day, when we're in the weeds, like I like to call it, you'll hear me say that again and again, we don't rise up, see that we can solve a problem by saying something differently, by doing something differently, by creating a new process that's driven by what we need and what we want that makes our product better, higher quality. And so we're resistant to do that until we start to see and have the awareness that this is what's needed and that it's okay. And we don't want to wait until we are reactive and we snap and we say it in a way that's taken out of context or incorrectly. We want to proactively speak effectively about what we need. And you know, this is a challenge. This is absolutely a challenge for me in my own life. And as I work on building the muscle and cleaning up the situation so that I'm less reactive and I'm more thoughtful in speaking about what I want, why I want it, why I need it from my value system, when I'm really zooming out and thinking about myself and getting to know what those things are, then I can speak more effectively, I can communicate more effectively, and when I make a request or an ask, it is met with receptiveness. People on the other side get it because it's not reactive. It's not fueled with unintentional emotion. And so oftentimes we're worried about having a conversation because we don't trust ourselves. We think that we're going to snap at somebody or clap back at somebody or be too emotional. And what we want to do is identify these things for ourselves. What's most important? When do I want to show up at work? When do I want to leave? When do I want to be out of bounds where nobody can contact me, where I am getting things done in the middle of my day and at the end of my day? Where do I just decide 5 o'clock? What is my transition zone at the end of the day on Friday, where I just decide that I've done enough because I've defined it and I transition away from the work week into a more relaxed state for the rest of my evening on Friday and the weekend so that you don't experience, like my client did, this constant restlessness, this need, this fake need to be productive at all times. I know this is something that has been in my life, something where I was always like, but I want to be productive. I want to get things done. I need to get things done. And it can be like a very anxious, restless energy that's fueling that nervousness. When we learn to recognize that and switch out of that, we can become more calm, more confident, more relaxed, and more effective. We get more things done in less time in our personal life, on the weekends, and our day-to-day life at work, and in the evenings. And so this is why it is so critical to pause and take a look at what are the things that we need to do ourselves to drive the success we want this year, 3 years from now, 10 years from now. This is the work I do with my clients. And then we drill down into their day-to-day and we see what is getting in the way of their best and highest quality work and results. What is the result they want? What is that defined as? What are the minimum inputs? What's the energy that you want to be driving your work effort from? When do you want to stop? And then how do you elicit your boss, your partners, your team, other people you work with to support you as you get more and more successful in your career? Because this is an essential step, because we have to work with other people to do this. We have to communicate effectively, ask for what we need, set up the right structure around our work product so we can get more done in less time. You're going to hear me talk a lot about my 25-hour priority work week. And that is how you get more done in less time that is high quality and connected directly to getting results. So you delete all the things that get in the way, the nervous energy, the boss interrupting you all day long, people coming at you because you think you have to be responsive, and you get really, really focused. And you get strong in asking for what you need, pushing back, and standing up for yourself, for your boundaries. I know a lot of people out there are talking and throwing out the term boundaries, but there is a right way, an effective way, and a wrong way to set up boundaries. Boundaries don't always mean an ultimatum. And it's not usually made with a lot of strong energy around it, like heated red flag energy. It's made with a lot of confidence and clarity. So I want you to really pause as we are wrapping up the first quarter of the year and think about yourself. What do you need? What will be the game-changing request or move that you need to make in your schedule, in your day-to-day, a request that you need to make that will change the effectiveness of the results you create today, monthly, next quarter, and when all of that adds up and compounds to a better year than you've ever had before, the best career year that you've ever had. So if you would like to have support to do this, reach out to me, send me a DM. We can schedule a time to talk and decide if we're a great fit to work together for the goals that you have for yourself, for your career, for your team, for your system, both individually and strategically. We will set up those 360 goals holistically and the right way so that you get better results faster than you ever had before and you build that permanent skill for the rest of your career. It is a game changer. I invite you to consider doing this. Just send me a message. Until then, I encourage you to go out there, be fearless, be bold, be courageous in how you are taking action to take care of yourself and get more of what you need in your career to accelerate and rise above the fray and really do great work. So until then, take great care. I will see you here next week.
Thank you for joining us and listening to our podcast. We invite everybody who believes in inclusive success to join the mission here at Brown, Ambitious, and Free. This is for you to be more of who you are and succeed with simple tools and unlearn things that don't support your success. Please subscribe and share this podcast with other supporters and ambitious change makers and visionaries who want to be a part of this important movement to change the face of leadership and wild success. Check out our website to learn all the different ways to connect with me and work with me. You can work with me as a private coaching client one-on-one by booking a consultation call at www.nehacoaching.com. That's N like Nancy, I India, H Harry, A Apple, coaching.com. I also work with leadership teams and organizations to supercharge the leadership and execution and build a culture of success. Send us a message and book a call. Finally, would you like me to speak at your organization or association? That's easy to do. Reach out to us and schedule a masterclass or workshop. Come back every week for important discussions that will revolutionize the way you think, create, and perform to get greater and greater success. I will show you how to use a proven methodology that takes out the guesswork and adds to your success. Join us here each week and spread the message. We will see you soon.